is one of the side roads off of Noland. Currently has. Five dwellings on it.
And it's just .18 of a mile?
Can you zoom out, please?
What makes it so expensive for such a short distance, 27,000?
Drainage issues to clean out with a grader, and then saw cut and repair the bad areas. I didn't figure it. Denzel, can you speak on that, on what made it more expensive?
Over a period of time, that they never had enough homes to qualify to petition the road, and the road, the sub base, the road was alligator cracked. It's gotten moisture into the sub base. It's starting to get soft. It's starting to get develop bad potholes. The actual drainage part of the road isn't too bad. It just, they left the maintenance of the road. They didn't do any for years. And it's nice wide, has all the right of way we require. It's just that before you invest any money, you would have to fix all the sub base for almost the entirety of the road.
Just pretty much rebuild it.
Pretty much, yes, ma'am. To ensure that when you were done, the investment you had made would last.
Would last.
Road, you know,
and
that's the high road, isn't it?
Familiarize me with that area. Are we, is everything, is it developed out? The roads, do we have all the other roads?
Yeah.
Pretty much, and there is room.
There's one more, isn't there?
Yes.
Below it.
Right, one below it.
So then you say it's just pretty much, it's all developed out, but just one?
They're bigger acres, lots, a lot of them out on the main road, on the Nolan part.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Large homes.
Okay. And no more questions?
No, I'm still trying. I just figured out where it was at. Well, it's labeled as, that's the high road.
Yeah.
It's labeled as 76.
Yeah.
I know. I'm trying my bearings.
Okay.
I'm okay.
Don't want you to get lost.
I was lost there for a minute, but I'm good.
Okay.
Any other questions on Paleo Way?
I don't have any.
I don't.
Yeah. I move to accept it into the road system paid over way.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, the next two are basically join one another, Hickory Drive and Oakview. It's a different Hickory than where you're coming from. The Hickory Drive, it's currently, and Oakview, both are under the maintenance of Oakmont, and they're in great shape. It would take minimal tree trimming. There's some culvert work need to be done, a little bit of drainage, but as far as the amount of base, they've got a bunch of base rock on it. They take good care of it. The Hickory, Kathy, can you zoom in on it and I'll show them? This portion right here comes off of our road up to here. I'm assuming that's how far they petitioned it. This part right here goes on down the hill, and it for sure would not meet up with those things. And then go on down the scroll on down. Well, and it does have a
So now you're saying no on...
Well, I don't...
I would think it'd be...
I don't know why. Either way, I mean, Hickory, fine. I mean, it's just a cut through from Lakeshore up to there.
It just needs to be identified that it's just that short cut through, correct, not down below.
Do we utilize it with our... Would we utilize it with our trucks? Would it help us in any way to...
When I talked to the petitioners, they wanted to know what the road standards were, so I helped them do that and assess that. And the hill coming off of 86 on Oakview is, and I told Devin at the time, you know, by the topographical maps, it showed it has 16%, but if you actually go out there on site, I can make it read 15.6 or 15.1, or I can kick a little rock around, make it read 13.9. So it's very borderline. But the petitioners didn't want the chance that their road might be rejected due to the steepness of that one slope. So they proposed bringing the Hickory as a way to get in and access that part of Oakview. I think Devin has since inspected it. I think the entirety of Oakview is okay with you? Or?
Yeah, I went out with my slope meter, and it met the 15%.
Can you pull...
Hickory would probably not be something we would... It's just a tie between...
Zoom out one time.
Take Oakview in, it would be a tie between the two county roads.
So now, did you... I'm trying to read, so... Right now, people come in Lakeview, then hit Hickory, and then hit Oakview?
Correct. Most of them do, yes, sir.
Okay. But there is a road that comes all the way up to 86.
Yes, which it comes out of the storage units.
A couple of homes there. And I think a lot of people below Hickory still use that, just not in inclement weather.
Well, I guess it goes... Is there any safety? Is there any reasons as to why we would or would not take it in for our vehicles and usage? And
I don't.
To me, it almost would make sense to take that connection part of a Hickory Drive in, stopping at, if you take in Oakview, then take Hickory and Oakview, but stop right there on Hickory.
Right. Yep. They didn't petition the rest of Hickory.
I think what she... Are you talking about
just...
Not the rest of Oakview?
No.
Just from Lakeview up to Oakview on the
Hickory
part
of
it. That was part of the petition.
I guess my point is if we're going to drop a plow to go through there anyways, we should take it in. If we're not, then we won't. Mm-hmm. If we're going to take it in the future, we might as well take it in now.
That's my point. If we're going to do one.
Yeah, it's extremely minimal in the cost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like in the wintertime when you're plowing, you'd come down that road, you'd go back out, you'd come back down. That way you could start at the beginning, go to the end, and not cut up here and do from there down. Then you'd have to turn around up here and come back down. So either way, it doesn't matter to me.
Whatever you guys want to do.
What you have figured here is taking in Oakview Drive, all of Oakview Drive, and then the Hickory here is separate. Then there's the connection road of Hickory there between Oakview and the other. That's what you figured. Is that correct? Okay. Makes sense to me.
Move to accept into the county road system Hickory Drive within Ozarks Paradise Village and Oakview Drive within Ozarks Paradise Village.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Kathy, the next one will be Kendall and Cypress.
Good
Okay, this is off of T Highway, T-30. You go down it almost to the end and turn left off of Ladybug.
Back, can you back up just a little bit there, Kathy? Couldn't tell that shadows from the tree or if it was ditches in the.
Is that sewer right there?
Yes.
Yes.
It does have some pretty deep rutting on that part of the road.
I'm assuming when the sewer put it in, they put the road back like it was in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
In the Tanicomo Highlands number one subdivision, platted in 1926.
Everybody over right here off the Ladybug.
Public right-of-way on all those roads is only 20 foot. 1939, the state of Missouri revised statutes that all public right-of-way needs to be 30 foot. Our standards call for 50 foot for new roads now and 40 foot for roads from 2008 forward. I told the petitioners that normally we require they give up property for the right-of-ways to meet our road standards. Mr. Walken said that would be almost impossible. A lot of factors involved. People have structures built there. Possible utilities are located.